1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. Bible says, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. To be a holy, would you say holy?
Holy.
To be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, that is Jerusalem, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
But you are a chosen people.
Amen.
You are a chosen people.
Amen.
There we go. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul and live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Lord, we come before you this morning, and that is a bold challenge, Lord, to us, Lord, to rearrange our lives, to transform our lives, to get a new focus, Lord, to put away the selfish things, the evil things of our past, Lord, and to begin to move into your wonderful life, that we would be transformed and see those people transformed around us. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Peter is talking about spiritual building blocks. And he's saying that you are those spiritual building blocks. Do you feel like a block today? I trust that as we talk about God forming you, that you feel his hands preparing you to kind of fit side by side with that person next to you. You look over that person and say, whoa, I got to go next to this person? Because he's using us as living stones. Amen?
Amen.
We had in Mexico, we worked in Mexico, we had a brick machine. And these are adobe bricks made in Peru. The bricks that we made were very similar to those bricks there. The bricks, we had a brick machine down in Tecate, and there's a lot of clay content in the dirt down there, and they make tile for roof. And that dirt is very expensive. But the lower quality dirt, we were able to take a backhoe and dump it into this machine, and out would pop these bricks. It looked like adobe bricks like that. They would be 12 by 12 by 4. So they were about twice as wide as those. And they would just, this machine would be crank, 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 cranking away, and out on this conveyor belt would pop out these bricks. And we would make churches out of the dirt. It was so cool. And we would have these high school teenage teams come in, and they would stand in a line, and they would just wait, and the brick would come out, I don't know, every 4 or 5 minutes, you know, maybe 3 minutes, and they'd be cranking away, and just wait in line, and they would grab a brick and walk over and go put it right on the wall. And it'd take like 4 or 5 days, 8 hours a day, cranking those out. And people, it was in the eastern edge, like El Florido and Tijuana. People from the colonial would start lining up. People would be lined up to stack these bricks and make the house of God. It was very cool. And so as Peter talks about being made into the house of God, that you would be formed, that you would be transformed from what you are into something that would be usable by God, that God's making a spiritual house, and that we're the blocks, we're the building blocks of God. God is building us as a people to have an impact. He's not just making a spiritual house to make a spiritual house so he can have a place to kick back. He's building a people to make a change. And that's what he wants to do in you. And that's what we're going to take a look at today. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's take a look. Chapter 2, verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. As you come to him, as you begin moving to the Lord, he is a precious commodity. That he is indeed precious to God. That he is chosen by God. In fact, John 3:16, if anybody knows the Bible verse, knows that God so loved the world that he gave what? His only beloved Son, right? His precious Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Amen? And so that is what the foundation of our faith is built on. That is what the work of God is built on, this precious choice that God has made that we might be transformed. Amen? Precious to God, but not precious to everyone. Rejected by men. Rejected by the very people, the religious leaders of the day that should have been jumping up and down and doing backflips. That Jesus had shown up. Our Savior is here. Our Messiah is here. But they had their own plans. Remember when you had your own plans? Remember when you had your own action? How'd that work out for you? Well, it didn't work out real well for these religious leaders. They, the ones that should have opened their arms to Jesus, they were the ones that crucified him. They said, we got no room for you. We've been holding the door open for our Messiah, but when he showed up, we slammed the door in his face. They had no room in their lives for the Lord. They had their own ideas. Peter is writing to those who were different. Peter was writing to those who would make a change as you come to him. Maybe this morning you are in the process of coming to him. I have been in the process of coming to the Lord for 20-odd years now. Still coming. And as I come, the Lord shapes me. As you come to him, rejected by man, the living stone, the foundation of my life, I surrender my plans for his plans. Amen? Are you willing to do that? The closer you get to him, the more of yourself you have to leave behind. And the closer you get to him, the more he's able to form you into a spiritual house.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's continue going. For in Scripture it says, I jump chapter or verse 5, I'm going to come back to it in a second. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion. Zion, you ever heard, you know, the Zionists are a big word with the Muslims today and the jihadists. They don't want to say the Jews, the Hebrews. They call them Zionists. It's another word for Jerusalem. It says, see, I lay a stone in Jerusalem, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him, I hope that you have put your trust in him this morning, the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. The living stone is the cornerstone. You come to the living stone. God has made him the cornerstone. Now, a cornerstone is something that you might or might not be familiar with. It is not something that we use so much today. Mike is quite the carpenter, and I would imagine that he's never used a cornerstone. But back in the day, you would use a cornerstone, and they were very expensive because they had to be very precise, and the angles had to be 90 degrees and just very perfect, because what you would set up is the cornerstone and all the, just like the very similar to how we built the church with the blocks, that all the other stones would line up on the cornerstone. And so Peter tells us that God has chosen the Lord Jesus Christ to be the living stone, the living cornerstone, that as we come to him, we can all be lined up on him. Amen?
Amen.
I tell this story sometimes. When I was a kid, in Holtville, El Centro was the big city. Holtville, just like 10 miles north of Mexicali. Hot, hot, hot. And kids be running all over the neighborhood, unless one thing happened: ice cream man. When the ice cream man came, every kid in the neighborhood made a beeline to the ice cream man. That's what Jesus is. We should be making a beeline to Jesus, and the closer we get, the more we're lined up on him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's see where I'm at here. The cornerstone. That is what the cornerstone. Everything is important and lines up on the cornerstone. God laid that cornerstone in Jerusalem for him to begin building his spiritual house. And he's building that house on that all-incredible foundation. Jesus shares a story about how important it is to build your life on a solid foundation. It says in Matthew 7:24, "Everyone who hears these words of mine," Jesus talking, "and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." And you build your house on that solid foundation. And Jesus says, when the storms, not if, but when the storms come, it beat on that house, and that house was firm. And he contrasts that to the man who builds his house on the sand. And he built his house on the sand, and it's much easier to build on the sand. But when the storms of life come, they'll wash that sand away, and the house was destroyed, and that man's destruction was complete. So that as we come to the living stone, as we come to the cornerstone, as we build our lives on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, when the storms of life come, we'll be able to stand in the midst of them. Amen? Anybody facing any storms these days? Challenges these days? I shared earlier about the explosion, the bombs in Boston, and the challenges that come, the big going to work and my husband's not coming home. He got blown up at the fertilizer plant. It's just, just totally rearranged life. Storms will come. Some of you will pray for your relatives and have sickness and illness, financial issues. Storms will come. But if you want to be able to pass through as you come to him, the living stone, the cornerstone, you will pass through those storms. Amen? Are we good? All right, let's continue on. God is still building. God didn't stop. It's 2,000 years ago Peter wrote this. Amen? God's still building. You feel like God's hands on you this week? Do a little shaping. God shaping cannot be the most comfortable thing. You know, you got to fit next to that person next to you. It's like, whoa, man, get those edges off. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Would you say priesthood?
Priesthood.
See, God is still working on building that spiritual house. God is still working on building a people. Now, God's plans are the same, right? God's the same. God doesn't change. Go back 600 years. I'm sorry, go back 1,200 years to the book of Exodus as he was leading the people out of Egypt. And he says, if you obey me fully, keep my covenant, and then out of all nations, you, talking to the Israelites leaving captivity, you will be my treasured possession. You want to be God's treasured possession?
Amen.
All you got to do is do what he says. He will treasure you. He says, although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of what? Priests. Right? Go back 1,200 years, and Peter is writing, being built into a spiritual household to be a holy priesthood. What do priests do? Priests work for God. Amen? Priests make that shift from their life focus to God's life focus. God is looking for a people. God is building a people that would make a change. Make a change on this planet. Make a change on these people who run around doing terrible things. Are you ready for that? God was looking for a people that will put a focus on Him. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God is working on you. As you come to Him, you also like living stones being shaped by the very hand of God. God is shaping you to be His priest, to live a life with a focus on Him. There's a great... When we made those bricks out of that brick machine, they were heavy. I don't know, they probably weighed 30 pounds. And they were 12 by 12. That's wide. It's about as wide, not quite as big as the seat you're sitting on, but pretty close. And they'd grab those things and they'd stack them. And you know what? Once they were down, they were down. They were heavy. They weren't moving. Amen? And I tell you what, sometimes the problem with working with living stones is they'll be moving. Sometimes, man, you're there, and you got your homie right there, and hey, man, we're lifting up this wall, and all of a sudden you turn around, hey, he's gone. And there you are doing all that work alone. There's a problem working with living stones. Sometimes they don't show up. Sometimes they'll quit on you. It's a challenge. But greater is He that is in you than is He that is in the world. Amen? And He's still doing the work. He's saying, I know. I see you. I see you still. You know what? I knew that guy wasn't going to show up today. That's why I've been working extra hard on you. Oh, Lord, it's so heavy. Hey, a little Holy Ghost power for you. Tie in and you get through. Amen? Yeah. Pass through those challenges. God is still building. God is doing a work on you. Amen? Amen. All right. Spiritual people. Spiritual people do spiritual things, right? I'll read the whole verse. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A holy priesthood. People with their focus on the Lord, offering up spiritual sacrifices. Now, this is in contrast to what was going on in the temple in Jerusalem at that time. And every day, sacrifices be going on. We showed this last week. Gruesome, bloody stuff. And he says, that's not what we're about. We're about spiritual sacrifices. Now, sacrifice, best of the herd. Amen? First of the crop. Sacrifice, I mean, you can even get it from the name. It means there is a cost. When you make a sacrifice, okay, I'll make that sacrifice and I'll wait around. You know, there's a cost associated with a sacrifice. And so my question is, what is the cost of your spiritual sacrifice? What do you bring to the Lord? God's making a spiritual house that is made for spiritual sacrifice. So what do you figure God, what kind of sacrifice is God looking for? Well, it's a sacrifice of time, sacrifice of effort. What does it cost you? What does your spiritual sacrifice cost you? Because if there is no cost, there is no sacrifice. Amen? Amen? I opened that room up over there. It smells like paint. I showed Mike. He goes, whoa, it smells like paint. That's because Eliseo and Lorenzo were in there painting all day on Friday or Saturday? Friday, right? And there's a nice little meeting room in there. You guys go check it out. They were grumpy a little bit because I called them on, I think on, I don't know what day I called you on when we got them tables. What did we do? Thursday, right? I came up, I went up to Poway, and I got all new tables for the patio down there. And when you see them, you're going to be blown away because they're pretty awesome. Remember them ugly old white tables? They're so ugly, we just put them out on the street. Let the people just run off with them because the new ones we got. But I'll tell you what, I called Eliseo Lorenzo. I said, hey, I need some help putting up these tables together. And they came and they helped. We had some plumbing issues this week. Mike Hinson, man, he came running. And, man, 2-3 times. And it was like, well, more. So many of you are making sacrifice. George, working with all the cooks. I asked Teresa, we had a late showing up teacher, can you fill in there? Okay, I can do that, yeah. Your sacrifice will cost you something. Or it's not worth anything to you. If it's not worth anything to you, it's not worth anything to God. God's building a people to make a change. And your sacrifice will make a change. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Last thing. Chosen by God for God. You like that, huh, Larry? Chosen by God for God. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation of people belonging to God so that we can just hang out and be blessed by God. That's why I'm showing up today. I am here to be blessed. I am here to just be waited upon. When Pastor Scott is talking about Mother's Day, I'm thinking that should be my day every Sunday. That is my purpose in the kingdom of God, to sit here in this chair and have people come and wait upon me. There's a lot of people in the family of God that believe that that is their purpose in the family. And that ain't it, folks. He says that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare that you might do something. See, you are not saved for you, but you are saved for Him. And we get this feeling that God is just so merciful and graceful and loving that I'm living in darkness and it's just not fair. And God's just going to bring light to me and meet my every need and heal my every sickness. And I'm just here to allow God to bless me. No! That you might declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His wonderful light. See, you are chosen by God, for God. You are chosen out of the darkness into the light, that you can be formed into a spiritual house to perform spiritual sacrifices that have a cost to you. And you bring that sacrifice to the Lord, and it's realistically, it's just lame. And He says that it is through the sacrifice of Christ that our sacrifices are made acceptable to God. Amen?
Amen.
So your effort, well, I tried. It's your trying is only good because of Christ's success. Amen?
Amen.
So you are called out of darkness into light for God's purpose. See, He is building a people to make a change. He said, hey, I'm calling you for a purpose. I'm calling you to be busy for me. I'm calling you to surrender your goals and take on my goals. I'm calling you to surrender your plans and take on my plans. Am I talking to anybody here?
Amen.
You're going, oh man, where's that church at that I can just be the guy who gets blessed? I don't know, but it ain't here. Just like Pastor Scott says, if God's calling you, come and talk to me. And if He ain't, we'll come and talk to you. Why? Because we don't want there to be an understanding. We don't want you to miss out on what? The opportunity to bring a spiritual sacrifice. Because we talked about last week, Jesus coming back.
Amen.
And He's judging. Yes. He's judging what you do in His body.
Amen.
He's judging what you do in this spiritual house. And we want you to have a great judgment day. In fact, it's a payday. He said there's going to be an eval. And there's going to be reward associated with what you've done. And I want you to get paid on the day. Can I get a witness? You're going to get paid on the day you make the sacrifice now. Glory to God. Okay, last thing. Darkness will get in the way. Darkness will slow you down. Darkness will get you off track. Darkness will get you on your own action, not God's action. Dear friends, do you think He cares about them? Dear friends, I care about you. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world. You didn't used to be aliens. You used to fit right in like a glove. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I was fitting that world. I was right there. But now you don't fit anymore. Now you're an alien. Now you're a stranger. You don't know that. Abstain from the stuff you used to do. Turn that spigot off. Move away from that stuff. It's going to get in the way. In the way of what? Your sacrificial life, your focus on God, your priestly status, so that you can bring those spiritual sacrifices. Amen? He says, I want you to live such good lives among the pagans. You know who the pagans were? They were the ones that were attacking them. Like them people up there on University Avenue ripping you off. Muggers and all them people. I want you to live such a good life among those pagans that they accuse you of doing wrong. They might see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits. Now, I just mentioned when Jesus comes back, he's going to be judging. In fact, you read about Revelation 19, 20. He's coming back. He's got a sword coming out of his mouth. His robe is dipped in blood. He's riding on a horse. He's coming back. He's not happy. He's coming against the nations, the armies of the nations, and the kings of this world. And those pagans are lined up for judgment. It is not going to be a happy day. And there is only one way that they are going to glorify Jesus on that day. And that is if they are no longer pagans. And that is if they have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And he is saying, Peter is saying, I want your testimony. I want you to live a life of testimony that those pagans, how many of you got pagans living around you? Now, you know, little wild people going on, right? Got nothing to do with Jesus.
Amen.
He's saying, I want you to live such a life around those people that when Jesus comes back, they're happy. And there's only one way that's going to happen, if you tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
One more verse for you. Lisa, you can come on up. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. How's your feet today?
Sore.
I'm wondering if they're beautiful, bro. Who proclaim peace and who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation. Are you doing that? God is building a people to make a change. Is that you? Spiritual house. Spiritual transformation, spiritual sacrifice. Is that you? There's a crew, a family of kids. I think it's two families of kids. It's like 10 kids. And I see them only during vacation because I think they're in a 6-to-6 program. They were here last week. Actually, they came in after church. I saw them on Friday, and the kids come up, little kid, man, this high. They're this high to this high. 10 of them. Can we come to church tomorrow? I said, come to church on Sunday. Because tomorrow's Sunday? No. Tomorrow's Saturday. What's today? I kid you not. What's today? I don't know what today is. I don't know what they're getting at home. They came in. They said, we're so hungry. We have to go home to get some. If we don't go, I don't want to go all the way home. We had some leftover bread and lettuce from the food distribution. And I said, hey, take this home to your mom. Maybe she makes something for you, a sandwich or something. They left the lettuce and just took the bread out on the park and started eating it. And nothing else. It was just old, pretty hard French bread. I told my daughter, who's teaching the grammar school, I said, you could be overwhelmed today. Because this whole crew of kids might come in here. We're supposed to live such lives that our testimony would result in their glorifying Jesus on the day he comes back. That, I'm telling you, They come rolling in here today. And they might come rolling in here because they're just getting up. They're a challenge. They're wild. They're I can't imagine their home life. But if they don't get the truth of the gospel from us, where are they going to get it? We are being formed into a spiritual house to make a change. And that change should begin with them. Lady back there in the back, Eva did great work with her this morning, coming just troubled. Have a heart for them. Said I invited a couple people off the bus to come, got in a wheelchair and his wife or whatever. You know, for us to have an impact here, it's because of the change that happens in you. Spiritual house for spiritual sacrifice. How's your feet? I hope they're beautiful today. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning. And Lord, I want to be a person of change, Lord. I want to be a person who affects change. I want to be a person built into your house, Lord. I want to be open, Lord, to being guided by you and directed by you. And Lord, for each person that is here, Lord, that you have called them out of darkness into light. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that Mike comes to this church and has the opportunity to work on the plumbing around here and a lot of other stuff. I thank you that Eliseo and Lorenzo are able to put together tables and to paint rooms and do that stuff. Because on that day, on that judgment day, Lord's going to look down and say, good paint job. Lord's going to say to Mike, good plumbing. Man, oh man, that church would have floated away if it wasn't for you. Good work, a spiritual sacrifice. You're here this morning, and maybe you're thinking that your account is a little thin. That perhaps that sacrifice meter in your life is a little low. And the Lord is speaking to your heart, and he is saying, you know what? I have gifted you to have impact in my kingdom. I have called you to be part of my royal priesthood, and it's time to step it up. My job is to make sure you have that opportunity. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my job. I thank you for my daughter who's down there teaching, my wife that's standing playing guitar behind me, and my son that was playing drums earlier. I thank you, Lord, that there are opportunities for spiritual sacrifice in this place, and that you've called each person here to line up for a reward. You're here this morning, and the Lord is speaking to your heart. He's saying, you know what? Time to make a change. Time to put your plans aside and grab onto my plans. And nobody's looking around, but the Lord is right here. I mean, freaking out, actually. It just feels so odd. But you want to say, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to come to you, my living stone. Nobody looking around. That's you this morning. I just want you to just raise your hand up. Say, that's me. Right here, 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 here. There, I see a finger. There, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yeah, on the back, I see that. Lord, it is so good to live in the light. It is so hard to live in the light. It is so hard to go through those storms, Lord, but it is better to be standing on the rock than to be standing on the sand. Lord, speaking to you, and you did not put your hand up before, and he's just on you saying, this is for you. This is for you, child. This is for you. And you don't want to say no to God. You want to say yes. You did not put your hand up, and he's on you. He's saying, I know you. Last shot. Saying, Lord, I hear you. Right here. See that? Anybody else? Anybody else? One last shot. Yeah, right there. Right here. Yeah, yeah. Glory, glory. Let's stand. He's going to sing a song for us. You need prayer? Come on up. I want to pray with you. But let's just sing. Worship team is going to come up in a minute. So we can just kind of do some more worshipy kind of stuff. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.